Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, y'all. Just a few quick housekeeping items. Number one, we posted a long form episode on Saturday where Tori was sharing her embarrassing lessons.
Yeah, my humbling moments.
Humbling moments, things that she learned through some embarrassing and humbling moments. And then for the Patreon extended episode, we were blessed, and I ended up getting Gabriel Conti to go on there and share one of his embarrassing stories for the Patreon extended episode. So definitely go check those out if you're interested. And then for this week's devotionals, we're actually working through a plan on the Bible app, on the YouVersion Bible app, and it's titled War Room Playlist, but there's going to be a link to that in the description below. And obviously,
I'm excited.
You can hear Tori's excitement because The War Room is her favorite movie.
Obsessed.
And it's a lot about prayer. So this week, we're going to be talking about prayer because it should always be our first reaction to matter what we're going through or desiring.
Yep. Amen.
So as always, I'm going to read the scripture and then Tori's going to read the devotional. Mm-hmm. And the scripture is 2 Corinthians 12, verses 3 and 4, and I'm reading it from the New Living Translation. It says this: "We are human, but we don't wage wars as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments."
So good. The devotional says, "Why is a prayer strategy important? Well, because we have a very real enemy that wants to stay hidden from you, but at the same time, he wants to distract, deceive, and divide you from seeking the Lord and from building healthy relationships with your spouse, children, or other people. We have to learn how to fight in prayer." It's interesting when you look at scripture, Joshua would pray first before engaging in a battle. For example, before attempting to conquer Jericho, he sought the Lord first. Esther, before going into the king, a decision that could have taken her life because she was not invited before the king, asked the people to spend 3 days fasting and prayer first. Before Jesus chose his disciples, he spent time in prayer first. What does that tell us? Before you engage in an issue, a battle, or whatever your problems are, spend time in prayer first. Go to your war room, your prayer closet, and seek the Lord. When you commit to prayer and you seek God first, you are going before the one that knows the solution and can help you through any circumstance. So how do we fight? We fight in prayer. First, seeking in our war room the one who can handle anything. Trust him, keep your faith in him, and go to war in prayer.
Wow. I'm already getting jacked up.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I would say that prayer isn't like my strongest spiritual like thing that I partake in. I think I struggle with it a bit. I think that in the past, because I was so independent as a kid, I didn't really ask for much.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to pray because number one, I just kind of do things on my own. And number two, what if, you know, God doesn't answer the prayer I want him the way I want him to? Mm-hmm. And so I've kind of struggled in prayer. And so that's why I feel so funny about you reading that devotional, because I actually am feeling excited to pray.
Aww.
Because when I read the scripture, I just want to break this down and then I'm going to stop talking and let Tori talk, because this is the thing that she's excited about. So I'm going to try to keep this quick. I love this. I'm going to break this down. I'm going to read it the way I read it.
Okay.
We are human, but we do not wage war as humans do.
Yeah.
So, okay. We're human. We don't fight the way humans fight though.
Yeah.
We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, shoot. Have I never read this verse before? I'm like, what the heck?
So powerful.
I mean, like, literally, there's a stronghold of human reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
Human reasoning is something that I depended on.
Logic
to get me through situations.
Yeah.
And right there, Paul is writing to the church of Corinth or wherever, and he's saying, no, God's mighty weapons will tear down human reasoning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my word.
Yeah.
I really need to look at prayer as a weapon.
It is. Yeah.
I need to look at prayer as a valuable resource and tool and a way of living. I need to be excited about prayer.
I'm loving every second.
You guys are receiving this live right now. I'm not even joking.
Oh, babe, I love it. I feel like you should keep going.
Well, okay. I mean, I'll talk like if you want should. Me to talk.
I do.
You know, I could share a lot on this, and I think we'll, you know, because this devotional is what, 5 days?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this whole series.
Yeah.
So I'm sure I'll share more on this, but I can't tell you that, like, what it's been like for me to walk through my prayer journey. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, coming to Christ at like 22, 23, and then like learning how to pray, and then like I'm really good at confession. You know, I'm decent at adoring God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty good at thanking God. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to supplication,
yeah,
when it comes to asking for things, that's where I draw the line. I stop. Yeah. Yeah. And it's because I'm so selfish. I'm afraid to pray for things because I think everything I pray for is selfish.
Mm.
And I also have a hard time relying on someone else outside of myself.
Wow.
Remember when we had our family teams meeting?
Yeah.
I was asking you, I need to rely on you.
Yeah.
And I have a hard time relying on people just because I've just kind of done it for myself.
Mm.
And like without getting too emotional, I want to be a child of God.
Yeah.
I want to depend on him. I want to be comforted. I want to be provided for. I want to call him like dad and father. I don't want to call him like Lord all the time. I want to say father, you know, I want to have a close relationship with him. And well, how else do you do that? You pray.
You talk to him.
Mm-hmm. And so this is something I'm actively going to be working on. So buckle up, y'all. This is going to be a good week of devotionals.
I love it. Well, y'all, I'm going to be sharing a lot more for the rest of the week. So just make sure that you tune in. But I felt like the Holy Spirit just wanted Chad to keep on going this time. So
you were just chilling.
I was just embracing every second of like watching the Holy Spirit kind of move in you in that moment.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah.
Well, this movie in particular changed my life back in 2016 in that area, but I still remember creating my first prayer wall in my war room, and it was so life-changing for me in my prayer life. So I'm excited. I'll share more on that for the rest of the week, but I feel like we should probably pray on out for today.
You ready to pray on out?
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you that we can call you Lord and Father, God, that you are so big and yet so personal, Lord. And it is so true that we have an enemy that seeks to divide and destroy and conquer us, Lord. But we fight him with your weapons, Lord. They're so much stronger than ours. Lord, we don't want to rely on our own strength. We don't want to rely on our own reasoning, our own logic, God. We want to fight in prayer. We want to go to battle with you, Lord, because in you, we are more than conquerors. We know that in you, we can walk a victorious life, God, but without you, our life is meaningless, Lord, and we want to have a meaningful life, God. So help us remember that prayer is a privilege and it is powerful, Lord. May we never take it for granted. Would we seek your presence? Would you light a fire in us, Lord, to just be with you more, God? To pray with you about everything, to have a strategy about every area of our lives, Lord, because you know so much better than we know, God, and we want to know just a little bit more of what you know, God, and we can only do that when we come to you and we ask you for your wisdom, for your discernment, for your clarity. Lord, we love you. We're going to open up the floor right now for our listeners to continue in prayer, and we're going to be praying in agreement with them. So cover me in the blood and heal my open wounds. I'm desperate for your limitless love. So cover me. And heal my open wounds. I'm desperate for.
love so abounding, love so pure, love so abounding, we will endure.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. We can't wait for the rest of the devotionals this week.
So excited.
Love ya.
And we'll be talking to y'all tomorrow.
Au revoir.